Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, the Venice Film Festival. I'm Angelo Cerbi and I'm here with the members of the Queer Lion jury. Good morning, everybody. Well, we missed one, actually. We missed Cecilia Ermini because she couldn't be here. I'm here with Daniel Casagrande, Marco Busato and Rich Klein. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Hi.
The Queer Lion is, for those, the few people that doesn't know it, is the award given to the LGBT film throughout the whole festival, so in any single section of it. This year was a kind of a rich year, more than usual, because we had many, many, many titles. I wanted to ask Rich first, how did you find working for this award? I mean, having to sit to evaluate movie for this specific award, how was it?
I enjoyed it because the films come from across the spectrum, so they're from all the different sections. So we had this range of films. We had big, big movies and little tiny films and films from far-flung countries and a lot of Italian films.
Which is weird, you know. It's really, really weird.
It is quite strange.
Yeah.
And it was nice to have a variety, quite the variety. Other juries I've been on have been in sections, so you tend to get a lot of films that are very similar in scale, whereas this we had quite a range of scale, which was nice.
And, I mean, we cannot talk about the selection because the selection is something that this award committee cannot choose, because you know, the movies are selected by other people in other sections. But quality-wise, generally speaking, how was it?
It was kind of interesting because there really weren't many films that I would say are LGBT films. Most of them were fairly mainstream films or general dramas that had an element, mm-hmm. a character in it or a subplot, or a couple of films had it was the main thrust of the story. Some of them, it was irrelevant. Some of them just had a gay character that was having a relationship, and that was fine in the film. Which it was quite nice to have some of those in there instead of all these tormented, tortured people having really hard time being gay, but or trans or whatever they were. And because a lot of them were really tortured, a lot of these people.
Actually, yes. So but you know, I was talking with an Italian director the other day who is gay, and he said that for him, let's call it normalization of the gays of the gays in movies will go through those kind of movie we just said. So movie where the gay character or lesbian character is not central and it's not a peculiarity, it's just like a regular guy or girl that happens to be gay or lesbian. So yeah. this is what is happening, as you say. Marco, I was working with your fellow members. Did you fight a lot? Did you bump well, your heads on the table? Or?
No. There were no bumps on the table. Of course, it's, as usual, different minds, different opinions, and it's nice to discuss about different opinions. As it already happened in the past, we all had our favorite ones. We all had the movies that we didn't find particularly fitting for the award, and the ideas were different. Of course, there were discussions, but it's pretty normal. And I usually find it to be enriching because you get to hear different opinions, you get to get even different ideas you didn't think about.
Maybe you can change your mind too.
Yes, of course.
Which is, I would have asked to Cecilia if she was here, but this is not, so I'm asking to you both. The lesbian characters were many, few, because normally is when we talk about LGBT movies, what comes out is that are mainly much more gay situations than lesbian situation taught. In this lineup, how was it?
There weren't very many lesbian characters. There were there was one in Heal the Living, the French film, mm-hmm. And it was just completely irrelevant to the plot. She just happened to be lesbian. They didn't even mention it. It was never mentioned as a plot point. It was just the genders. That was all. There were quite a few that had trans characters, though, and
in the Italian movie as well, we saw yesterday, there was this lesbian character.
Yes, there was a lesbian character in the Italian one. Quest of Journey,
and you were talking about the trans.
Yeah, there were quite a few trans characters, especially the Filipino films both had trans characters in them, which is unusual. You know, we don't see a lot of films in the West with trans characters. I don't know why they don't make
them. They keep on coming, actually.
They're still little tiny independent films. You don't see big movies. But, you know, when Lav Diaz puts, you know, who's probably the biggest Filipino filmmaker, has the main character in the film is a trans character, is pretty impressive.
So, and now we have to the key moment for you, because in like this afternoon you're going to give out the award.
Yes.
When this interview will be broadcast, this will have already happened, so we can talk now about the movie that won. Which movie did win? Who's going to say it?
I'm going to say it.
You've been selected by acclamation, you know?
You're going to rip the envelope open.
We decided to give the award to a movie from a cinematography that isn't very often represented overall in film festival. We decided to give the award to Hearthstone from Icelandic filmmaker Gudmundur Arnar Gudmundsson. It's the first work. We were really moved by how the relationship in the movie is developed. We were really moved by how the whole society is depicted in the movie, the society of a small town in Iceland. And we found really interesting how a country that we usually assume to be a Scandinavian country, so very open-minded, actually has the same kind of problems when you are outside of Reykjavik.
Mm-hmm. So the countryside is not like
And also the fact that it's about young people who are still developing their sexuality, and they're feeling the fact that they're an outsider. So whether or not they're going to actually be rejected, they feel like they will be. And that is a feeling I think everybody can identify with.
Yeah. Regardless of your sexuality, I think.
Yeah.
At that age, you feel that nobody understands you and that the world is against you, and then you're going to... And was it easy to get to this decision, or...
Well...
Because, you know, I'm asking this because talking around with people, that film was liked by nearly everybody.
Yes.
And besides the gay theme, I mean, as a movie in itself. So,
you know, as it often happens, when you are in a jury, you are somehow trying to go for something who is not predictable.
Mm-hmm.
And that movie, in a way, in a good way, is a predictable choice. So, of course, there was a discussion. We discussed the more extreme choices. But in the end, we found that one was the one that fitted best what we wanted to award, what we wanted to promote, in a way.
Okay, so I'm happy because I really liked it. So it was my favorite too. So we are on the same wavelength.
Page and wavelength.
Page, exactly. So thanks a lot to Rich Klein, to Marco Busato, to the silent Daniel Casagrande.
Hi.
Your contribution to the conversation is amazing, Daniel.
Thank you.
And also thank you to Cecilia Armini, which is not without, but she was part of the jury too, for the Queer Lion Award 2016. Angela Cerbi, Fred Film Radio from the Venice Film Festival.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.